I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Thank you, Dan. We will be reading this morning from Proverbs, the book of Proverbs. If you would turn to Proverbs chapter 22. Now, where is the book of Proverbs? Is it in the Old or New Testament? Old Testament. The easiest way I have found to find the book of Proverbs is if you open up your book Bible in the middle, that's usually the book of Psalms. And then you just turn to the next book, and that's the book of Proverbs. All right? Proverbs chapter 22, and we'll be reading verse 7 this morning. Once you find that, if you would shut your Bible on your finger and stand with me, let's raise our Bibles above our heads and let's say this like we mean it this morning. How about that? This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Please remain standing with me. One of these Sundays, I think I need to just do a sermon on that. What do you think about that? All right, Proverbs 22, verse 7. It's very simple. The rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is the slave of the lender. You know, that's so short and sweet. Let's say that together this morning. The rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is slave of the lender. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Well, as I like to do, you have sermon notes in your bulletin. I invite you to grab a pencil and grab those sermon notes. On the opposite side of those sermon notes is a study guide. I've had to work at finding study guides that go along with this sermon, and so I found one. I don't want you to think that I make all those up every week on my own. So in church work, the best things have been stolen for about 2,000 years. So I do that as much as I can in situations like that. I think it's a good one. And if you want to take that with your prayer sheet that Deanna talked about home with you, and you have a daily devotion there that kind of delves a little deeper about this morning's subjects. Well, believe it or not, we are in the fourth week of our teaching series, God's Principles for Financial Freedom. And my hope is that you and I will make the necessary changes in our lives to experience financial freedom. And in today's message, plastic prosperity or plastic explosives, we're going to discuss, well, at least I hope you've guessed it, credit cards, debit cards, and loans this morning. By now, most of you know that the primary book that I'm using is Dave Ramsey's The Total Money Makeover. And this morning, I've also gleaned some information from Steve Diggs' book, No Debt, No Sweat. All this is information that you can get from me or the office, and if you want to purchase that, I would suggest either one of those. They're great, great books. Well, to get us thinking this morning along these lines about loans and plasticware that we have today, I want us to start with a fun little test. Now, guys, I know you're probably thinking, oh, not a test. You know, because guys don't like tests very much. But, in school, that was our worst nightmare, right, gentlemen? No gentleman in this church? I tell you what.